In the Gospel of Matthew, we spoke just a little earlier of Jesus meeting with and talking to the lawyers, the teachers of law, of a discussion that was taking place, and how Jesus responded to them saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Folks, this is what Israel would call the Shema. It was that very basic statement of who we are, who they are. So we begin with that very basic statement of the Shema. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, we have started, now we are in the second week of a series simply called We Are Mount Olivet. We are Mount Olivet. Remember the movie We Are Marshall and how that was that chorus that almost rose up out of a football team, a student body, a people who were recovering from, for them, a terrible sense of tragedy and loss. And what they found out of those words were the identity of who they were and who they were going to be as they went forth. We are Mount Olivet. And today we talk about we are passionate disciples. Even as we do that, we know that we have a vision statement printed right on the front of your bulletin. And it's surprising how somebody like me can cut and paste and put it on a slide and miss a word. I hadn't figured out how I did that yet. But there was one word missing in there last week. And I think a few of you probably caught it. Let's get it right this time, okay? I think I cut and pasted again, but I think I've got it right this time. Let's do it together. As disciples of Christ, we will passionately follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we unite to promote and nurture spiritual growth among all God's children. Now, I could tell that was our, I'm sitting back learning. So we're going to come back to it again. Not at the second, but we'll come back to it again. And we'll actually work on that passionate side just a little bit later. Okay? Because Jesus is looking for passionate disciples. He's looking for disciples who are seriously passionate. People who will love God with their whole heart. Because passionate is to be compelled by. It is to be ruled by. Passion is that driving force in our spirits that shapes our lifestyle. It shapes our thinking. It shapes our action until we will see a complete fulfillment of all that we were passionate about. And folks, I got to tell you, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we have three passions within our lives. We have a passion for God. We have a passion for others. And then number three is we have a passion for the things that Jesus is passionate about. Whatever it is, whatever Jesus is passionate about is what we become passionate about. And that all begins with that passion for God, because disciples have a passion for God. I don't know about you, but I love Psalm 84. You got to go back and read it this afternoon, okay? I'm just going to pick out a couple verses, but you really need to go back and read that. Spend a little time with it. I know the Carolina State game's on about 1 o'clock, but I mean, the disaster will be over by 3:30. I didn't really say that out loud. It is in Chapel Hill, isn't it? Okay. Somebody needs to be. But I mean, afterwards, you've got time. Open up. Read Psalm 84. Just kind of let it flow over you. Because I think Psalm 84 is so great. And the first piece that really just reaches out and grabs my attention is that the writer is trying to describe about being passionate about getting closer to God. In verse 2, it says, "My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." I mean, there's a longing, there's a passion there, and it's found only in that relationship with God. Everything that is within me seeks the living God. And then in Psalm, and then in 84:10, he carries that passion just a step further about how he would simply prefer to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than having all the great things that another world could provide. Think about that for just a second. The psalmist reminding us, I'd rather just be something that held the door open so people could walk in. Just let me serve. Just let me be there. Just let me exist right there in the presence of God. All to do it is so wonderful. And I love how he continues to use the phrase, "the Lord Almighty." Because what he wants to remind us of, and does it very quickly, is that the Lord Almighty is absolutely worthy of all of our praise, is absolutely worthy of all of our passion in our life. Why is that? Because Jesus is looking for disciples who are seriously passionate, people who will love God with their whole heart. Even as we heard in our verses for today, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. But we also can go to people like that woman in Luke 36 and following. Remember her? They decided to have supper for Jesus. And Jesus is the honored guest. Everybody's sitting around. When a lady walks into the room, she brings with her a jar of perfume. She walks up to Jesus. She gets down on her knees and she begins to cry. And she washes his feet with her tears. She takes her hair. And then she takes that perfume and perfumes his feet. This passionate woman pursued Jesus earnestly and with all that she was until she found him. She didn't care what others thought about her. Only, I know I need to find Jesus. She was willing to pay the cost and put in whatever that effort was that it took to find him. She was willing to give her very best. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if that alabaster jar of perfume was everything that she had. She was willing to give her best just to come before Jesus to honor him. She became a serious, a passionate disciple of the Lord. And we would talk about her in glowing terms from that day forward. You know, the good news about this story is that it reminds us that God provides all that we're going to need to live as passionate people. Because to become passionate disciples, we resolve to live out of God's strength and not our own. How many of you are like me today, really trying to say, I'll get it on my own. I'll handle it. It's cold, I'll go turn up the heat. There was some ice out there, so we'll talk somebody into going out and putting ice out. How many of us are trying to live life out of our own strength, out of our own power? If we are going to be passionate disciples, we must remind and remind ourselves over and over again that we live and work out of God's strength, that we realize we're not going to be able to live the life that God created for us apart from His power, from His strength at work in us. Because then when we've opened ourselves up to the passionate living of God, we will know that we are now available to be used. And then the second good news of this idea that God not only provides us a passion, but God's passion within us is that which is renewable every single day. It is able to re-energize us every single day because God's love for us and our passion for God become a part of a wonderful re-energizing circle where we are open to that power and that energy that allows us to be passionate for God's people and the thing that God is passionate, the things that God are passionate for. And it becomes a wonderful circle of, because we've opened ourselves up, we've received power. Because we received power, we have accomplished, we've done what God wants us to do. And because we've done that, we find that our love for God is just that much stronger and that much more effective. And we continue that circle of energy that continues to build within us day by day, a renewing energy of God's power, God's energy. And that's because we are called to have a passion for people. I love John 1:41. Do you remember right as Jesus is first starting out and he says that he sees folks upon the shore? 1:41 says, the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we found the Messiah. Folks, even as Andrew sees Jesus, he's so passionate about bringing others to Jesus. In fact, I think we probably ought to consider him the very first Christian missionary, because all he did was saw him and it says, let me go get somebody. Andrew was never going to be the best known disciple. He was never going to be the most outspoken disciple. He wasn't going to be the one that everybody would say, oh, let's go follow behind Andrew. No. But he was so passionate about God. He was so passionate about people. He was so passionate about acting and the action of being a disciple. He didn't just sit around and think. We always find him going, telling, serving. Yeah, he lived his life in the shadow of his brother. But it's almost like, okay, that's a good role for me. I can handle that. I like that. And I think at times that was the very thing that made Andrew useful, because he wasn't out front. He wasn't the one that everybody was looking for and expecting to do something. He was simply the one sitting in the shadow. Maybe that gave him the ability to see things that were taking place that all those who were trying to lead may have missed. Andrew fully appreciated the value of a single soul. He was known for bringing individuals to see Jesus. And when someone wanted to see Jesus, Andrew simply brought them to him. Because I think he understood that not only was it important for me to bring that person to Jesus, but that Jesus himself wanted to see that person too. Passionate disciples have a passion for winning the lost. We recognize that our mandate is to go into all the world and to make disciples. And we experience that great joy when we hear of a person who is giving his or her life to the Lord, because we realize that Jesus has truly made us at that point, quote, fishers of men, end of quote. That's because disciples have a passion for whatever Jesus is excited and passionate about. A passionate disciple is all in with Jesus. We're not going to hold anything back. It's all going forward. It's all or nothing. And we know that's the right move. That's the right place to be. That's the right thing to do. Passion for Jesus. Passion for his plans. Passion for his purposes. Overtake everything else within us. And passionate disciples get excited and passionate over whatever Jesus is excited and passionate about. Because I think we've caught just a glimpse of God's vision of what this world is all about, of this kingdom, of the church that Jesus is building, of the ministry that Jesus wants us connected to, of our very local church right here, of our own ministry and where our own ministry fits into God's vision. Because Jesus has a passion for all of these areas. Passionate disciples are passionate about the things Jesus is passionate about, and especially in bringing others to Jesus. We are Mount Olivet. And let's see if we had the passion within us or if the cold just drove it out of us. Let's see if it got frozen or whether we still have passion within us. As disciples of Christ, we will passionately follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we unite to promote and nurture spiritual growth among all God's children. Now, there was some passion there. If I talk about passion like this. Let's turn it up a notch. I know it's gotten warm in here already. I don't know about you. Have you gotten warm yet? If you hadn't, then we need to do some more exercise, right? But, come on, let's go ahead and get up. It's not going to work otherwise. I know us. If I'm sitting down, you're not going to get passion out of me. Are we ready? As disciples of Christ, we will passionately follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we unite to promote and nurture spiritual growth among all God's children. Amen and amen.